A new report from the International Crisis Group reveals that terrorist cells are behind attacks against Christians in central Sulawesi over the last 3 years. Those attacks were previously thought to be an extension of local sectarian violence between Muslims and Christians that has plagued the area since 2001, but research by the Brussels-based Policy Institute shows that the attacks were engineered by the regional terror network Jamaa Islamiyah as part of its agenda to escalate religious conflict. Jamaa Islamiyah is connected to bombings in Indonesia, including blasts in Bali in 2002 that killed 202 people. The report warns the Sulawesi violence could spread. Anger at police raids this month could radicalize militants who have previously opposed attacks on Western targets, boosting Indonesia's weakened militant movement, says Sydney Jones, director of the Crisis Group's Jakarta office.
The problem now is, and it's a real serious danger, is that the jihad in the Poso area that's up till now been primarily focused on revenge against local Christians will in fact turn into a jihad against the police. And that's what needs to be avoided at all costs.
A January 11th raid on militant hideouts in central Sulawesi province caused an influx of Mujahideen fighters to help defend remaining members of Jamaa Islamiyah. 15 people were killed in a three-hour shootout on Monday in Poso, the provincial capital. The raids were aimed at capturing 20 key militant leaders placed on a most wanted list in May 2006. In the report, Sydney Jones calls for the Indonesian government to move quickly to calm rising tensions. She questions whether police used excessive force in the raid on Monday.
Well, I think the government has to move extremely quickly to both explain why these individuals were wanted, exactly what they had done. But then I think it's also important that they investigate the way the operations were conducted so that the anger against the police is at least addressed and people can see through an independent investigation whether additional measures could have been taken to prevent these casualties or not.
Central Sulawesi remains scarred by sectarian conflicts between Muslims and Christians, which have killed more than 1,000 people since 2001. Since then, sporadic violence has continued, including drive-by shootings, beheadings, and a bomb in 2005 that killed 202 people. Most Indonesians are Muslim, but about half of the population in Poso is Christian. Chad Bouchard for VOA News, Jakarta.
望网英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。